Farmers' crops can fall prey to the elements of Mother Nature. Heat, hail, wind, and much more can destroy a crop. In 1864, it was fire that wiped out the crops and the farmsteads of many here. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Virginia's Shenandoah Valley stretches from southwest to northeast near what is today's border with West Virginia. Eric Campbell says this has always been an important agricultural area.
The valley is such a rich agricultural area, especially in wheat production. It became known as the breadbasket of the Confederacy.
In the 1860s, these fertile farm fields were a focal point for both sides.
The South had to hold the valley in order to supply General Lee's armies fighting on the other side of the Blue Ridge. They had to put troops in here to try to keep Northern armies from invading the South.
The valley became a constant point of skirmishes during the Civil War.
The farmers here, like the rest of the South, really were very resilient and were able to continue to try to grow crops and harvest them. Really changed, however, was total war, which began in 1864.
The total war, Campbell describes, changed lives forever here in the valley.
This new northern war policy began to direct war to the civilians and their property as direct war targets, and that starts in 1864, and really the most famous instance of that was the burning, which occurred in late September and early October of 1864, where Union armies under Philip Sheridan for 2.5 weeks just destroyed a 75-mile stretch of the valley.
The burning of farms in the valley signaled the end of the war and the end of farming for many.
It started at Stanton, south of here, and then the Union armies basically retreated down the valley in this direction, and they finished the burning right at the banks of Cedar Creek.
The burning ended here at Cedar Creek because this is where a major battle was fought, a courageous stand by the Confederate Army to protect its homeland. That's where Campbell resides, and that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Middletown, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.